here's a story from The World.
The protests are said to be among the largest ever in India. Hundreds of thousands of Indian farmers blocking roads, sitting on railroad tracks and camped out in the capital, Delhi. They're upset about new laws that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi believes will help the country's agricultural sector. Farmers disagree. They say they'll lose guaranteed price supports and be at the mercy of the market. Natasha Bell is a political science professor at Arizona State University who's written about these protests. Professor Bell, these protests have been going on for weeks now. Talk more about these farm reform bills. The lawmakers who support them say that in the end, farmers will benefit. What is their argument?
Prime Minister Modi and the BJP party have described these laws as a watershed moment for Indian agriculture, and they have said that these reform bills will liberate Indian farmers from the traditional mandi market system. Their argument is that the middlemen in that system are benefiting and that the farmers are not, and they want to bring modern reform, modern laws that open up Indian farming to the private market. Now, farmers will tell you that this will not liberate them, but that this will be their demise, and that they see this as a death warrant because they have already been dealing with decades of depressed pricing, on top of which they are dealing with high levels of debt. And in India, we see extremely high rates of farmer suicides. And so this is the very population that has been already harmed. And now the fear that the farmers have is that the reform bills will now take away the guaranteed prices that they get through the mandi system. And that once the mandi system collapses, then they will end up receiving prices far lower than the original mandi system, because there will be a monopoly of this market by the private sector.
You mentioned the sad trend of suicide. I mean, generally, it feels like there's a level of desperation with farmers with what's at stake. Some farmers I see burning their fields in defiance. I mean, they're threatening with what they're calling a full-on strike. What would that look like? Like, what effect could that have?
So it's already having an impact. And what I'm in part in awe of is that the farmers have built a coalition that is highly diverse. They're building solidarity across differences. So farmers who have, who themselves are often higher caste, own land, have some level of resources, have come together with Dalit landless workers and united on that front. Farmers have also united with trade unions across India and across different sectors within India. And so the impact is going to be far-reaching potentially.
Yeah, remind us how big the ag sector in India is, Natasha, and how important a constituency those farmers are if they go on strike.
The agricultural sector is, that's a predominant sector in India. And so if they go on strike, this will have huge implications. And the agriculture sector then supports so many other sectors as well, from trade to shops to transport. And so all of these, you will see an impact, labor as well.
So the farmers have met with the Indian government at least five times. Have there been any concessions made by the government?
At this point, no. There have been no concessions made by the Indian government. They, at one point, wanted the farmers to join a committee. The farmers said no to this. The farmers are saying that they will not negotiate until there is a repeal of the farm reform bills. At this point, the government has not made any concessions, and the farmers are prepared to occupy Delhi and to continue with strikes across industries, not just in agriculture.
So the protests in India have gotten the attention of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, some congressmen in California, and Indian immigrants in the U.S., specifically Sikh communities in California. What's going on there? How are they getting engaged in the protests?
Farmers are a diverse group that are coming from multiple religious backgrounds, from multiple geographic locations across India. But what we have seen is at the front lines of this particular protest, it is Punjabi Sikh farmers that we find at the front lines. And with that particular community, it has a diaspora that is all across the globe, including Canada, the United States, UK. And so we're seeing protests occurring in these particular locations. And what you have to understand is that farming is a way of life, not simply in Punjab, but also is connects to the diaspora. And there is a fear amongst farmers that their way of life is being destroyed with these reform bills. Yes, it is their livelihood, but it is also more than that. Here, the English language in some ways fails me, but there's a way of life that's at stake here.
Natasha, what drew you to this whole issue in India?
So I think there's a few things. The first is that I think Indian democracy here is at stake. And I believe that Indian farmers are doing the work of protecting Indian democracy from a government that is becoming increasingly illiberal. Protest and why I am in awe of these protesters. The second is that this is also my way of life. I am the child of farmers. My family comes from Punjab. The very seva or service that these farmers are engaged in is the very seva that I have been raised in and the very community that I have been raised in. And so there's a very personal connection to this story as well.
Natasha Bell, a political science professor at Arizona State University, where she specializes in inequalities in democracies. Professor Bell, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.